please. Here.
Mike McClellan. Tom Moore.
Here.
Julian Rappaport.
Here.
Deborah Townsend.
Thank you, Stephanie. The next agenda item is citizen input. Do we have anyone in the audience who would like to give input to our board? Please state your name.
Need to push the button there to make it light up.
That's it.
No, it did. A defective microphone.
Here you go. Reverend T.A. Burks. My comments tonight, first of all, I want to thank the board for this opportunity to speak to you. I want to thank specifically Peter Tracy and Tracy Parsons in regards to Access Initiative. I also want to state that when we deal with a federal grant, our federal government sometimes doesn't believe that the grant will actually help people. I have a different opinion in that regard, and I have learned not only through employment, but as an advocate for the families that we're trying to serve, that I believe that this cooperative agreement that we have with the Mental Health, Champaign County Mental Health Board is not only necessary, but is essential for the healing of our community and our people. With that all being said, I'd like to say that we are in year 5. I've just ended year 4. And I would like this year to be the best year of all, only because we know that no more grant money will be supplied as it has for this 6-year, $9 million agreement. And I think that we have to be very mindful of how we serve the families that the initiative is targeting. And I want to commend staff for their diligent and hard work. But I also want to be critical in the same regard is that this year we can think outside the box and that we can make sure that we are fulfilling all the requirements of the cooperative agreement, that we are always mindful of family-driven youth guided. I always love that motto, family-driven youth guided. And if we keep that in mind in year 5, I think we can accomplish some major things for Champaign County. And if we help the people that we're targeting when it comes to the criminal justice system, the child welfare, education, and the juvenile justice systems, that we will create a change in the system of care that our families deal with each and every day. We know that systems are very resistant to change, but I believe that we have put a good faith effort in trying to provide them with data and with fact of how a universal system would be best for all parties involved. So I'm truly grateful for Peter's mindset and his initiative into being the co-principal investigator in this endeavor. And I'm also truly grateful and mindful of our executive director, Tracy Parsons, and his staff. Now, have we always seen eye to eye? I would say not, but that is how things get accomplished. One person has one mindset, another person has another mindset, but you get together and you talk and you come to agreement. So as I stated earlier, I would truly like year five to be our best year ever. I'm thankful to this board. I'm thankful to all the work that you do. And I'm also thankful to the family because I believe that they need a voice and that they should have a voice and that I shouldn't be the only one here speaking. They should be here speaking just as well because they get the benefits of what we're trying to do. And so in training and in educating and empowering, I believe this year can be a blowout year. And it will be great because we're in a situation where a lot of tension in the community is going on. So I think that if we continue to move forward, continue to put the best good faith effort, and I use that lightly because that seems to be the politically correct thing to say, because anything could be a good faith effort, meaning that, okay, I went through the door. That's a good faith effort. What I'm saying is that if we do it from the heart, meaning that we put our heart into it and put our minds together, that this could be the best year ever. And we can say to the government, we can say to the federal government, hey, you guys gave us 6 years, $9 million, and look what we have done. And we could be a model of other cities and like-minded demographics in the future. So those are my comments for this evening. I thank you all, and I truly look forward to the continued work that we will be doing in year five and in closing out in year six. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming, Reverend Burke, and feel free to come again. We enjoy having citizens' input.
Thank you.
Is there any other comment from other citizens? Okay. Do we have any CCDDB information, Peter?
Well, just a couple of things. We had the DD board meeting this morning, and we introduced our new board member, Sue Suter, and she's starting off enthusiastically. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the planning is really underway for the public hearing that we're going to have on IDDD issues, which will be on September 18th. And, of course, it'll be hosted by the Mental Health Board and the Developmental Disability Board, but the focus will be on intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities. Letters have gone out to our legislators, and we have a ad hoc committee that is working on planning for how this will shape up.
Okay. Thanks, Peter. Now we need to approve our minutes from June 19th, so I need a motion and a it's been moved. I need a second. Okay. Is there any discussion or are there any corrections about the minutes from June 19th? Okay. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And they are approved. Item number six is the president.
Just one. I have on here May 22nd. You said June 19th. Which is correct, Stephanie?
The minutes.
I have the wrong one? Okay.
You have the wrong board.
Yes, I was looking at the wrong board. Why do we make these things look alike?
It's a different color, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Or I creased a print.
So it's
June 19th.
June 19th, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You're...
Okay.
We're good.
Well, I like the idea of increasing the print.
Yes. He likes that idea, too. Stephanie?
Yeah.
We have consensus on increasing the size of the print, the font.
Okay.
Okay.
An aging board.
Who can do that?
On all the documents?
We should take this up later.
We already approved it. Oh, you mean for Dr. Moore? I'm not sure about that. Okay. The president's remarks. I just had a few. Just to piggyback on what Reverend Burke said, As a matter of fact, Reverend Burke, we did have a national evaluation here July 15th, and it ended today, July 17th. And two of the board members and of course, Tracy and Peter were at the debriefing meeting around noon today. And it was kind of enlightening. And we will get a written report back to Access in 10 weeks from today. But basically, they looked at our infrastructure and our service models, and they were trying to evaluate whether or not, or they're trying to evaluate whether we're using system of care principles. And they talked about some of the issues that you talked about. And this is the kind of evaluation that is designed to assist agencies like us to do our jobs better. And they were quite complimentary in a lot of ways, but then there were some areas of enhancement that they talked about. And one of the main areas of enhancement was sustainability. So, like you said, it's a lot of money for 6 years. So as we work together in the last 2 years of this initiative, we need all the agencies to be on board. We need all the community to be on board. So when the feds pull out of Champaign County, we will be able to sustain all the hard work that everybody has done over the last 4 years and going forward. So thank you for that lead into that. Okay, now we have the executive director's comments.
I have no comments today.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I've already stuck my foot in.
Okay, we have some written reports from Lynn and Mark. And then, Tracy, did you want to make a verbal report, or did I steal your thunder?
You covered it quite well.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any board-to-board reports? Okay, any agency information? Bruce, Nancy, anybody? That's encouraging. Anything else? Okay, now we need a motion to accept the financial report. Anita Island moved, and I need a second. Tom? Now, does anybody have questions or comments? Nancy's here, so she can answer all your questions. Well, hearing none, all in favor of accepting the financial report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Then it was accepted. Now we're moving to new business. We have to approve the Access Initiative 2014 budget, and this is an action item, so I guess we'll have to call the roll, right, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. So, Peter, did you or Tracy want to summarize or talk about the budget?
Well, I'll start off, and you can chime in. Last month, all of the budgets were presented that the Mental Health Board is responsible for, other than this one. At this point, this is the budget we propose for 2014. It will be submitted to the Champaign County Champaign County Administrator, and then it will be presented to the Champaign County Board on August 26th. We have an appointment, and of course, I'd like to invite all board members to come and participate in that if they would like. But generally this is it. This is the budget, and I guess we need a motion to approve. And if anybody has any questions, we can handle that in discussion.
Okay. Any other Okay, we need a motion. Before we get into the discussion, we need a motion to approve and a second. Island moves, and we need a second. Julian, second. Now we can get into questions and discussions. Mm-hmm. Okay, Julian.
So, I just want to make sure I understood it. The left column is the current budget, the current
yes.
budget, and the right column is the projected, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what I didn't follow is, like, are we not going to pay rent next year?
That's a good question. Actually, that the mental health board is going to be contributing that as in kind, as part of our match. So Tracy will remain in the office at this point, and he will be there free of charge to the project. It'll be match at this point. We have decided to lease the office space that Access currently has. We were actually given a very good deal by the county, and the intent is to use that space for things related to developmental disabilities and intellectual disability programs and services, but it serves to provide Tracy with a place to be for a while, too.
And I guess the only thing else I would add, Julian, is that if you see in, I should pull up my glasses out, I think it's 553392. The money and contributions and grants. Yeah. And so our space that we currently have that we have to be out of in September at the Community Elements Building downtown, that's where that rent is covered. And so as we identify where we're going to do services, and if I was to move and be part of that office space, then it would come out of the contributions and grants line area versus and the administrative part of the budget. I would also add, remember we have three different budget cycles. So this is the county budget. The federal budget starts October 1, and it runs October 1 through next September. And then obviously we have the fiscal year budgets with our contracts with the agencies.
Okay. I think I understand it well enough to understand it.
So will you be moving to the new facility, your Park Street employees moving with Community Elements, or will you be seeking another location?
No, I think I don't think they have room for us where they're moving, and so I have to find space for where the service staff will operate out of.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions? Okay, hearing none. Stephanie, would you call the roll?
Island Danaby?
Yes.
Dolores Henry?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Astrid Bergson?
Yes.
Thank you. The next new business item is the Francis Nelson Healthcare Wellness Application. Well, their new name is Promise Healthcare. Sorry about that, Nancy. It'll take a while to get used to the new name. So, Peter, would you like to speak to that issue before we get the motion?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
You may recall at our May meeting, we made our allocations for the coming year, and this was one of the proposals that was not accepted at that time. It wasn't because we didn't think it was a great proposal, and we didn't think it was very appropriate to what we needed related to the criminal justice and the mental health and substance use disorder interface issues, but we didn't have the money. And so we went back and we were looking to see what our excess revenue situation looked like, and we kind of cobbled together enough money to cover this contract. And I want to point out the language that we used in here. It says, the decision, a motion to approve the reallocation of FY13 excess revenue in an amount not to exceed $43,300. The $43,300 is the amount that their proposal requested. At this point, we don't know that we're going to hit that yet, but we have roughly $36,000 that we can commit. And we have talked to the provider, Nancy, who's here, and explain that, and she said that they could ratchet down the program to the 36, and if we have enough money later in the year, we can amend the contract up So that would give us permission. We won't have to come back to the board. It would give us permission to go to 43,300. And then I'll just call your attention to the proposal, which is attached. Again, this ties into the integration of physical health and behavioral health programming, and is really focused on people that have a criminal justice issue in their lives. And that's about it. And Nancy is here and can answer any additional questions if the board has any at this point.
We need a motion to approve this and a second, and then we can have Nancy hopefully say a few words about it if anybody has questions.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Julian moved to approve. Need a second. Second by Mike. Do you have questions of Nancy? Would you just like for Nancy to make some comments that Peter didn't make? Would you like to talk about it, Nancy? When you came originally and talked about it, it was really exciting stuff. Dr. Moore probably was out of town, so he wants to hear it again.
Push the button there. Okay.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate you taking the time to look and see if there was potential for funding this project, because we're very excited about it as well. I do want to start with the name of the medical and mental health services delivered at 819 Bloomington Road is Francis Nelson. We did like a logo, and you see the pretty new logo up there? Logo and naming and branding. And so we're spending this month sort of updating stuff internally. But the Promise Healthcare Board of Directors named the site and the services there Francis Nelson. So if we go to Community Elements, that will be Promise Healthcare at Community Elements.
Okay.
Or the dental programs will be Smile Healthy. So you don't have to apologize for. I would rather you did call it Francis Nelson, because this is a program that exists inside Francis Nelson.
Okay.
So you don't have to apologize for that.
Thank you.
We've hired a wellness coordinator. Really neat woman, Mona Fortner, she used to work front desk, so she's very familiar with the patients. She spent years at Francis Nelson, and she'll do case coordination. We've also hired a next-gen super user. That's very somebody knows our electronic health records, and he's the one who produced the sample from NextGen, where we'll be able to record information about encounters with the criminal justice system. And we're looking to, with this program, to try to find people who have a dual diagnosis of a significant, well, you heard it before, so we were talking to Mr. Moore, but to have a chronic medical condition and a mental health diagnosis. But with these modifications, we'll also be looking with experience with the criminal justice system. And so if they're our patients and they meet two of those criteria, that we will then assign them to work with Mona, and Mona will try to get them support. She's helped people with housing and utilities, name changes, just anything. She's there to help. We've put together a wellness assessment on the 8 dimensions of wellness from the SAMHSA recommendations, and we've put together an assessment tool. Mona will be working to assess people at the beginning of the work with her, and then throughout the process or at the end. We're very fortunate to be able to open up the health center to new patients. And I've been meeting with Sheila about, because I understand that they're going to be doing a lot of the work that's connected to the criminal justice system, so that they are making the appropriate referrals to Francis Nelson. But we do have the room now, and with this program, we'll be able to take on new patients to the primary medical care, and then also with the wellness and mental health services.
Well, thank you. And today we heard a lot about interagency cooperation and interdisciplinary cooperation. So it sounds good, this coordination.
A successful client will do what? What will happen to a successful client?
Well, we're hoping within the intake is that we'll be able to identify areas of need for that patient.
Yeah.
And it may be, so there's issues of spirituality or financial stability, finances. And so Mona will work with that. She's connected with different community agencies in town and work to help them address probably the most significant needs. Part of what we want to do with the program is get people connected to mental health services. And when it was initially drafted, before making the modifications for the criminal justice system, is that we wanted our medical providers make diagnose patients with mental illness. And if you ask one of my primary care providers, they would say everybody they saw that day needs support from a counselor or a psychiatrist. And so successfully, another success would be getting people connected with support either within Francis Nelson or outside Francis Nelson.
So you'll serve something like a clearinghouse then for patients?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Do we have other comments or questions for Nancy? Okay, thank you. Would you call the roll, please, Stephanie?
Dolores Henry?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Astrid Berkson?
Yes.
Island Danavy?
Yes.
Thank you. The next item is the anti-stigma community event. Peter?
Yes, this is a continuation of our anti-stigma efforts using the Roger Ebert Film Festival. And just to let you know that this is a joint event and process that is shared between the Mental Health Board and the Developmental Disability Board. At the meeting this morning, they did approve the $15,000 as their share. So what this memo is asking is for the Mental Health Board to approve $15,000. Just wanted to remind you that this covers the sponsorship of the Roger Ebert Film Festival, the film that's selected for us that has an anti-stigma theme. This year and next year, we're going to do a panel discussion that will include filmmakers as well as community people to talk about this, whatever anti-stigma focus we want to have this year. And we also do receive some contributions and also some other revenue that comes back to us. And this past year, it was the offset was in the neighborhood of around $7,000, I believe, or $7,800. So this is really, you know, basically a pretty good deal for us. It is within our policy to try to address the issues of stigma and the audience in this situation are all the people that go to the festival, which is a pretty good number of folks. So I think we get the bang for the buck, and it's a way for us to get the anti-stigma message out. That's about all I have to say at this point.
Thanks, Peter. We need a motion and a second first, and then discussion, please.
The approval of the memorandum regarding the anti-stigma community event.
Thanks, Mike. We need a second.
Second.
We have Island second. Okay. Now, you have a question, Mike?
No.
Okay. Does anybody have questions or comments? Okay, then, since it's money, you can call the roll, Stephanie.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Astrid Berkson?
Yes.
Island Danavy?
Yes.
Dolores Henry?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In your packets, you have MOU for our new partnership with United Way for 211 services. We approved that earlier, but there's a copy in our packet for your information. And then we also have the meeting schedule and the timeline in the back of the book, too, if you want to. Julia?
I have a question about the meeting schedule, which relates to what we just approved.
Okay.
I noticed because of Lynn's report, the meeting on April 23rd now will correspond, as it did this year, with the opening of the Ebert Festival. So we might want to think about changing that date now rather than waiting and then changing it.
Good idea.
Very good idea.
I don't know which way to change it, but.
Okay.
Normally we move early, have it earlier.
That's the program summary. It affects the program summary deadline, too.
better to do it later? Is that
probably.
I mean, this far away from the program, so who cares? But when we get to it, I got to be wishing we put it forward.
When is that?
No one knows yet. It's not scheduled. It'll be whatever we choose.
Well, right here, the program summary deadline on this timeline is 4/16. That's the same as the DDB deadline. So if we move the meeting to 4/16, the program summary deadline would be
23rd.
It has to, they have to be done a full week before then, so that you have time to consider them.
Okay.
Well,
can you work on the dates with you and your staff, Peter, and just get back to us?
Yes.
Okay.
We can.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I just didn't want to necessarily approve that one.
Well, we can approve it with the caveat that the April meeting will be changed.
Is this for approval?
Just information.
Oh, it's just information.
Okay. This is a draft.
We should pay attention to it.
And then the other old business is the Disability Resource Expo, and there's a written report in there just for us to look at. And then does anybody have a board announcement? Or did we – any board announcements? Mike, did you have anything? Okay. Mark?
This is actually back to the meeting schedule. I just wanted to be sure that folks understood that on September 18th with the public hearing, we would not convene as a board, but, obviously board members would be participating in the public hearing, and that will be at a different location. It'll be at the library, Champaign Library, and I believe the hearing is scheduled for 5 o'clock, but board members should arrive early. As best as possible. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. And there will be no business conducted. So
right,
we're
yeah.
Not, you know, we don't.
So 4:30 is good, regular time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tracy.
Pete, I hope it's okay, but I wanted to go back to the August 26th meeting at the county board and
yes.
Encourage probably specifically either you, Dolores, or you, Julian, to come to that meeting, as well as I'm thinking back our conversation, Pete, with Mr. Kurtz about possibly having a family member and kind of what come to that meeting. Those meetings have always been pretty interesting, talking about our budgets and stuff. And so you might be a stronger voice or a stronger perspective about, I think I'm specifically talking about access now, if you were to attend that meeting. And
August 26th.
It's a Monday.
What time?
I'm going to be out of town.
It's at 6 o'clock.
Oh, 6 p.m.
I won't be in town that week,
okay.
Actually. So I just realized that. But I think it's a good idea to have somebody from the board, like Dolores, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and show up. Mm-hmm. I'm not
That's
out of town that I know
good
of.
I won't be here. So I would like to be there, but unfortunately.
Okay.
I won't be here.
Well, Astrid will be there.
Oh, yes, Astrid will be there.
So there'll be two of us there.
Yeah, but she'll be one of the voters.
For sure. Anything else for the good of the order? Okay, then. Well, darling, you came in a little late, and so did Julie. Did you have anything to say from your agencies?
Well, we closed the door.
What the...
Okay. Did you have anything about your agencies? Okay. Well, thank you for coming, and we're now adjourned. If anybody in favor of adjournment?
It's equivalent.
Yes?
You don't need again.
No?
Right. Let's take off.
You're done.
Yeah.
Unless you want to have a meeting.
No. It's too bad that meeting was on this
20th. Yeah. Well, we have no control over that.
Yeah, I know.
So no decline. No decline. Oh, good. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, wow.
We just got a signature page agreement with the state for the Access Initiative contract.